responder, sir responder, rat set set. Sir responder, sir responder, sir responder, rat set set. Adorea. Adore Bundeo. Adore Bunda, rat set set, passe passeo. That's the best I can do, Clay. I'm sorry. I was gonna try and be witty and everything, but all I can think of songs I knew in Girl Scouts.
Love, truth, you say, patience, and a certain gentleness. Most deserve a
great home. That's Bill. Oh, no, he's got a whole bunch of hornets after him.
Oh, we all join hands and we circle the rings. Stop where you are and you give her a swing. Swing that girl behind you. Swing your own if you get there before I do. Then Alamin left with that sweet corner girl. Do-si-do your own. Then we all promenade with that sweet corner maid, singing, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh. Thank you for your show. Bye.
What do you still have from when you were a kid? What have you held on to all these years?
I have one thing that was my mom and dad's when I was a young child, and that's a very tiny Christmas tree. I think it came from Germany.
Well, gentlemen, that's it. This message from intelligence confirms previous reports concerning rear guard action. There's no question about it. The German panzers have now taken up positions at our rear.
Whoa!
And it has a light that's inside, and it just lights up the whole tree. It's very, very old.
An electric Tannenbaum?
Yes.
Hey, man! It turned it off!
Huh?
It turned it off, man!
I have a cow vertebrae from a lake bed in Idaho that I found when I was 14.
Oh.
How about you, Pat?
I think I have some ornaments, a couple of ornaments from when I was at home, single.
I was going to say something really bad. You certainly have a couple of ornaments. Okay, anyway. See, they laugh up here in Wisconsin. There's none of this PC burden.
Yes, I'd like to get a shake. Do you have, like, a cookies and cream on or something like that?
I'm sorry, I can't hear what you're saying.
Shall I pull up to the window? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, can I get a Oreo shake?
One Oreo shake?
Yes, please. That's all.
One Oreo shake is
262.
Please pull around to the window.
Thank you. Wow. She was a barrel of laughs, wasn't she? Can you hear my muffler? It sounds like crap. I need a new length of muffler.
But, you know, whatever. You know, I was graduating high school when Vietnam was just closing down. It's, you know, what can I tell you about that? There's a lot of similarities here. going to a Middle East area that's been fighting for 2,000 years. None of it's really our business, but now they've made it our business. So, how do you form an opinion on that? It stinks one way or another. You know, that one's a tough question to ask. I just want to go in there and beat the hell out of them.
Really?
Because I think it is an act against civilization. There's no reason why they have to stay 3,000 years behind the rest of the world, and that is exactly where they are.
You know, when you were, perhaps it was like this for you, when I was young and I got delirious with flu or something, there would be particularly strong moments of delirium. Like one would be that things would happen on the ceiling, little wings or something would collect like a ball, and it would just seem to get bigger and bigger, and even though I couldn't see anything, I could see it, you know, and it would get bigger and bigger, and finally it would like fall on my chest or something. So, you know, then tripping is a very interesting thing because you become aware of the textures of things. You become aware of the atoms, the molecules of water that are in the rocks, like the fact that the rock you look at is dry until the water's added. Even though it looks like a wet rock, if you took all those little molecules away, it would again be a dry rock. You're much more aware of that sort of thing. And it was easy to persuade myself that every surface was a micro-thin dusting of that color and texture, while underneath it was all the uniform peanut butter.
Oh, boy.
I'm having a little green tea. And it's hot and delicious and filled with antioxidants and healthful things.
Aww.
I'm hoping it'll help me. Yesterday I woke up in the morning and I had diarrhea. I know it's probably a little bit too much information, but we're all adults here. Let's be frank. Have you ever had diarrhea?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And I tried to go to work, and it was awful. I'm sitting at my desk, and every 10 minutes, the cramping. Then I'd have to run to the restroom.
Faster, Whitey! Run!
And then I'd think, all right, I've got it under control now, and just all day long. I had to come home early.
Aww.
And if you've been listening to the show at all, you know I've been sick for the last couple of weeks with a cold. Then all of a sudden I get this flu virus.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Last night I'm home with the big D. And it's not getting any better. And my little bung. My little bung was so sore from the constant going. And then to make it worse, and so, you know, what could I have? I thought it was food poisoning because the night before I'd made myself some kielbasa.
Yum.
And beans. And I thought, well, maybe I didn't cook that kielbasa good enough. So I went to bed last night, and about 1:30, I woke up. Oh, and this is just the worst. Have you ever felt that feeling? We've all thrown up. But that feeling before you're going to throw up, that is the worst feeling. And I got up and I went into the bathroom. I got up and I went into the bathroom, and it's where you sit on the floor by the bowl, and it's not happening yet, but you're starting to break into a sweat and you're getting that herb feeling. And you just, it's at that point you just want it to happen. And finally I roused. I hardly laugh because it was traumatic. It's worse when you're alone. You know, I didn't have a girlfriend or a wife or a mom or a roommate to stand over my shoulder in disgust, trying to be nice to me. I was all by myself in the middle of the night, yakking into my toilet. So I yak, you know, and then as I get up to go back to bed, I get a big D attack from down under, so I gotta sit down and do that. And then I go back to bed, and you know, after you throw up, you feel pretty good.
Oh, really?
Like that real feeling of well-being almost, because whatever that poison was that was in you has been expunged. So I go back to bed. ...3:30 in the morning, I wake up again and I'm like, oh man. And I go back in and I'm kneeling in front of the bowl, waiting and waiting. Then I break into the sweat and yak. And it's scary because I just kept yakking and yakking and yakking. And I thought, what if I die? I'm gonna do like a Mama Cass or something right here on the floor.
Oh, wow.
And then, so I got done, and I went back to bed. 5:30 this morning, I wake up. I'm back in there again.
Aren't we making this whole bloody thing into more than it is, actually? I mean, really?
And then again at 7 o'clock this morning, I'm back in there again. And I called in sick to work, and I went into the doctor, and there's not a whole lot they can do.
Aww.
You know?
Aww.
So I'm home sick today. When I'm at my job, I am not a model employee. I'm always screwing off. And I don't feel good about it. It hurts my self-esteem, but I just can't do it. I just can't sit at that computer and grind it out. I have to go walk around. I have to go to the bathroom. I have to go to the snack machine. I have to go talk to somebody. I have to email someone. I always try to cut out a little early. I always get in a little bit late. And of course, as always, the scariest thing is that time factor. I'm at the age now where I really can't count on the future anymore for everything to unfold and work out like I thought it would. For all my dreams to come true. That age where if something's gonna happen, I've got to seize it, and I mean now. And then, if I think about it too much, I get really depressed. And time goes by, and here I sit on this little rooftop in Wisconsin. It's pretty far away from what I imagined when I was young. What was going to happen with me, where my life was leading. But in other ways, I really like it here. Life's pretty good. Do you ever notice just like if you laugh, like a big laugh? Do you do that a lot? Because I don't. When I do, I'm like, oh man, that felt so good. That felt so good. So I started to have this barometer of, you know, if I had a good laugh, that was a good day. I kissed somebody this past weekend. Done that for a long time. It was actually, it was a woman, but it was in a bar. Oh wow, it's a good sign, huh? And we were just talking, and out of the blue she said, before I leave tonight, I want to kiss you. And I was like, wow. She was kind of cute too. And I said, it sounds like some kind of test. And she goes, yeah, I guess it kind of is. And so I didn't say anything more about it, and I tried to be kind of aloof and cool like guys try to do. Inside my head, I'm screaming, oh my goodness, I'm going to kiss this cute woman sometime tonight. I'm kind of excited. I haven't kissed anybody for a while. So right at the end of the night, she goes, okay. Let's go. It sounds so ridiculous now. And then we went outside for just a, you know, a minute and kissed her a couple times. And she said, well, you're a better kisser than you are a dancer. And I said, you know, gee, I'd sure like to see you sometime. She goes, I'll find you. Oh, man. And I kind of got bummed out afterwards. I was like, oh, geez, she was nice. I must have blown it. I must kiss poorly. But then I thought more about it the next day, and I was like, hey, don't knock it. It was a good moment. That's good enough. It was a gift. Yeah, life is good.
Get yourself a damn job and quit screwing around. Find yourself a good woman and marry her. Have a couple of kids and raise them with a stern hand. But mostly, you keep going to your job every day till you retire, then find yourself a job you can do till you're dead. How's that sound, boy?
Oh, thanks, Mama. Mama. Timmy, let's take a look in your bedroom. The door's locked, Timmy. The door's shot. Mama, Timmy, stop stammering or I'll give you a spanking you'll never forget. Mama, I can't get it unlocked and I don't have the key. Where is the key? You have the only key, Timothy. If you can't find the key by the count of three, you're going to get a spanking from me. One. Mama, I'm trying to find it. Two. I don't know where it is, Mama. Three. It's time for a little spanking. Ow. Ow, Mama. Ow. Where's the key? I don't know. I can't find it. I can do this till the end of time. Ow. Ow, Ma. I can't find the key.
Norman, I'm trying to think of the German for Merry Christmas.
Hatten Adler, hatten Schweine.
What is German?
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, boy.
Feliz Navidad.
What is German for
I'm
Christmas?
I'm trying to think of it. The German for Merry Christmas.
Hey, how do you say Merry Christmas in German?
Oder Angebot und Nachfrage. Reis gibt es unten am Flusse.
Maybe they don't have it in Germany.
They do. Oh, they celebrate Christmas. Nuremberg has a Christmas market, an outdoor market. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, hi.
And it's all lit, and it's beautiful.
I want to be all lit.
Operator, would you chase this call and tell me where I am?
Give me a couple hours. I'm going to hit
You'll
that punch
You'll be lit.
Bowl hard.
You're going to have the lampshade on your head.
I am going to win the lampshade award, and I'm starting now.
I prefer to slip into a hot tub. And for those of you who don't have hot tubs, well, go out on your veranda and have your gardener turn the hose on you. All right. Can we have some music, please?
You like Reagan?
I love Ronald Reagan. Still,
what did you like
about him? You may not have believed what he believed or agreed with what he believed, but he wasn't afraid to say what he believed. He didn't hide. He didn't play politics. He told you what he believed. He told you what he wanted to do going into office, and then proceeded to do it. Didn't get everything he wanted, and didn't make. He didn't ever hold anybody as an enemy after he was out. He did what he said he was going to do, or tried, and everybody knew what he was going to try and do. Everybody knew what he was going to try and do.
Do you remember the long braids you used to have, Judith? And how your mother would tie them with red ribbons?
Yes.
And do you remember how you fell in the brook at the excitement of catching your first fish?
Yes.
And the doll you had made of cherry wood? And how your brother used to call you Jiffy because he couldn't pronounce your name?
First-hand experience, son. Opportunity is knocking right on this mercury switch.
Colonel!
It seems, you know, kind of weird to have a marathon right now, but then again...
All the more reason not to delay. First-hand experience, son. Opportunity is knocking right on this mercury switch.
Colonel!
Maybe it's time we ante up to keep, like, voices on the radio where you can say what you want.
All the more reason not to delay. First-hand experience, son. Opportunity is knocking right on this mercury switch.
True.
Hold on to our liberties. Hold on to our hats.
All the more reason not to delay. First-hand experience, son. Opportunity is knocking right on this mercury switch.
True. Hold on to our lives. Hold on to our world.
Well, how about me? I'm running around like a chicken with my legs cut off.
Oh, boy.
Anyhow, one night we got together at dinner and we realized that all of our fathers were communists. Remember that?
What's it all?
Gus and Janet both, their fathers are communists, your father's a communist. My father's
death?
I think so. My dad, yeah, my dad's got the secret newspapers that somebody sends him and stuff. Yeah, we all have communist fathers.
I never heard this about your dad.
His dad was a communist professor.
He wasn't a communist. He was a socialistic Democrat. What was John and... what were the Mitchells' names? Nixon's attorney general, John and Martha.
Martha.
Yeah, you know, the liberal... what was it? The liberal communists.
Wait till you stick Pinko meat in.
Right.
Not candid with the American people when we went to war. It's why I did not support going to war, even though I did support the first Gulf War and I did support the Afghanistan War. I simply didn't believe what the president was saying.
Always you see a person with the cowboy boots is because he's a great person.
What does it all mean? We're marching toward the grave. What lies beyond that is a matter of faith. Are you a Muslim? Are you a Muslim? Hindu? Hindu? Buddhist?
Oh, hi.
Buddhist? Presbyterian?
And all of a sudden, this big commotion, and I looked around, and there was that boy in his beautiful blue pinstripe suit, and he was rolling on the floor. He rolled from one side and he rolled to the other side. He rolled back, he picked all the lint up off the floor. I couldn't believe it. Here it was, the first time I'd ever seen a holy roller, and he was a Presbyterian.
Hindu?
No.
Buddhist?
No.
Presbyterian?
Yes.
Catholic?
No.
Atheist? What is your faith or lack thereof? Who are you? Person, who are you tonight? I'm talking to you. Don't turn away. Oh, turn me off. It doesn't matter. Reach over now. Turn me off.
Remember when this show used to be good?
Yes.
Down at the end, round by the corner.
No.
Hey, Clay?
Yes, Joyce.
Clay?
Yes, Joyce.
Hey, it's me.
Yes, Joyce.
Crapper.
Crapper, Joyce?
Hang on, I'll put you on hold.
Vice President Dick Cheney went to the CIA on at least one occasion and maybe more, sat with middle-level CIA operatives and berated them because he didn't like their intelligence reports. It seems to me that the Vice President of the United States therefore influenced the very reports that the President then used to decide to go to war.
Thank you.
Even now we're going to Mars. President Bush is talking about Mars and the moon. Do you think that's just some Kennedy-esque plan dreamed up to give him the
hurry up!
Supposed presence of a dreamer, of a man of vision?
We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Great British explorer George Mallory, who was to die on Mount Everest, was asked why did he want to climb it. He said, because it is there. Well, space is there, and we're going to climb it. And the moon and the planets are there, and new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
And I was on the subject of Mars, and I won't vote for W, but I'm afraid to say I won't now, because, you know, I have a certain platform here. Who knows if Ashcroft's people are listening and putting me on some list of dangerous people talking bad about the president of the administration. There are powerful forces at work out there, you guys. Listening, reading, watching, searching, planning, plotting, scheming. Without the power to really dream in an aesthetic way, they're cold, heartless, faction figures, people. And they want to go to Mars.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway.
Nice work, Commander. Instead of dust and distortion, the stars up here shine through a clean, near-perfect vacuum. Look there, the Milky Way. The bright belt of our galaxy, Lieutenant. Our own island of stars among a universe of islands, all shapes and sizes, where the mysterious drama of creation goes on and on, and the endless birth and death of the stars.
They want to go to the moon again. Is it for good-intentioned philanthropic discovery?
I don't know.
Or why do the countries, China, European nations, suddenly want to go to Mars and the moon? Well, Helium-3? Have we discovered something? Have our scientists, have we discovered great caches of untapped energy? The future. We're going to need some energy sources. Now let's go up to the moon and start digging. Let's go take a peek around Mars.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made.
I got an email this week. Somebody sent me an email.
Aww.
Is that a photo? Composite little Photoshop work somebody done on their Mac sent to me. with a Walmart on the surface of Mars, superimposed on one of the new pictures of Mars that Spirit or Opportunity had taken. But maybe it was one of the Beagle or whatever it is from Europe. Our little lifespans are so short. What are they, 75 years, 80?
Yeah.
So we laugh when we see a picture like that, but how far flung is it in the big scheme of things? Good Lord, 300-400 years down the road, will there be a Walmart on Mars? I don't think so. I think Walmart will go belly up by then. I mean, nothing lasts forever. They'll find a way to screw it up, but there'll be something more evil to take its place.
Isn't it beautiful? What a lovely sight. And to think, soon, Castle Grayskull will be mine. All mine. Mine! Mine!
Joel? Hello? Joel? Joel, you didn't hang up, did you?
Yes.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't understand why. I did not go to the dentist for 14 years.
Aw, I never saw him before.
So, I go there for the first time in 14 years, no cavities, clean bill of health. I've been there 3 times since, I've had a cavity every time. They, like, removed my protective layer of gook.
Do you think they did?
I don't know. That or the first hygienist.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute.
That or the you first hygienist who checked me out after that 14 years wasn't real.
You didn't go to the dentist for 14 years.
That's right.
Nothing was wrong.
Went back for that first.
But did you brush and floss regularly in that 14 year?
Yeah, I brush regularly. Twice a day, sometimes three. But in that time.
Do you have a toothbrush here at work with paste and floss? Look at that. His little office. Tooth kid.
That's the best thing known.
And he has Night of Olay.
I try to keep myself looking there.
Olay. And he has Night of Olay.
It goes on, you know, nicely. It's not like you're putting bacon on your face.
Oh, this time of year, here up north, it's dry.
It is.
Yeah.
Donnie? Yes, Miss Blazek. I'm giving you a ticket. That makes 3 tickets today, Donnie. I know, Miss Blazek. I guess my parents will have to arrange for alternate transportation while you discipline me. That's correct, Donnie. I'm Miss Blazek. I dole out the discipline. Here's your ticket. See you after school. Thank you, Miss Blazek. I'll tell my parents that they need to arrange for alternate transportation.
And, you know, so I never got to see Santa. But then one day somebody let me in on the truth of the matter, and my world was shattered.
No.
Then I kind of moved past that, and I don't know, stop going to church.
His puny power will prove to be no match for the power of evil I possess.
Started trying out different things.
I've done that.
I figured for a while I would start celebrating, you know, the winter solstice instead of Christmas or Hanukkah or anything else.
Just 1 minute, please. Your money in the skull, if you please. Ah, now.
8 years we've had to put up with this joker, but the Republic. Let's get the exterminators in and clean out this mess. But see, the Republicans said,
enough is enough. And I think a lot of the Democrats were like, hey, how can they say that the last 8 years to a lot of people in a lot of people's minds, as far as the economy and things, had it been that bad? It just didn't seem to wash to say, enough is enough, this is just terrible. Do you think more of that was directed toward the morality?
I just think it's the moral degradation. Patrick Moynihan from New York used to always say, we've defined deviousness down. We've defined deviance down.
Last night it was wild. She was Bat Lady and I was the cave. It's wild.
Our company's here. I'll pick up later.
Oh, man, I'm just getting warmed up. Clay, come on. You've got to give me equal time, brother.
All you need is love. That's right.
Hold it! Just a minute there.
You go to Utah and suck salt. I say this, though, gang. Don't scratch, sir. It clears right up. There's a new thing out called soap and water.
Patriot 1, initiate FCC scramble code, please.
Whoa.
Wow. This is... The phone setup isn't working back here.
And the funny thing is, I don't know if it's funny, but in Native American traditions, I believe the owl represents death. So I don't know why he's staring at me.
It's got to be hard being a dentist.
Coors,
being
on the side.
In people's mouths all day.
I was actually thinking about that as Slitty was cleaning my teeth. Man, these people are well paid, but I would not want to have my fingers in somebody else's mouth every day.
No, not, you know, a person of your choice.
Doctor didn't like, yeah, well, there you go. The dentist didn't like my comment either when he came in and said, how you doing? I said, just fine for a guy who had a fist in his mouth. How are you doing?
Oh, you did.
I did.
You have such a testy personality.
I hate going to the dentist.
You are so abrasive sometimes.
Yeah, well, No, edit that.
Were you a captain, kid?
I was heavily into the captain.
Now, the captain is dead. And I don't think that probably resonates very strongly, and understandably so, with today's younger set. But what did the captain mean to you as a kid? We're talking about Captain Kangaroo here, Bob Keeshan. He was big back in our day, wasn't he?
He was big. I'd say he was probably 250, 270.
I'm big and I'm fat. As you very well know, and because of my size, my voice is very low.
He was not a small man.
He was not a small man.
But...
And he had that, you know, cereal bowl haircut. You know, which was always a...
But he didn't frighten you, did he?
No.
He was very non-threatening.
Now, Mr. Green Jeans, on the other hand.
Yeah. Do you remember the theme song? Can you hear it in your head?
Man.
How does it go? Because I'm going to remind you if you can't.
I can't think of it right now.
Does it bring back any memories?
Oh, yeah, of course. And then the strings. Yes. Very well orchestrated.
Oh, boy.
People need to know that there weren't as many channels back then.
No, but you know, from what I remember, it was kind of the thing where it was almost like a Mr. Rogers, but, you know, where you spent the day with him. It was like the mail would come, you'd have your breakfast. You know, it would be different things. A delivery man would come, you know.
For me, it was like Mom and Dad weren't even up yet. I would get up on my own. It was like a 6:30.
Get my cereal and spend a little time with the cat.
Yeah, the cat.
You know?
Say, would you like to play a game?
The answer is no.
Well, tell me, do you know how to play Captain Says?
No.
Well, I'll tell you. Now, if I say, Captain Says, put your hand in the air, what do you do?
I don't know.
Captain Says, hand up high. Captain Says, reach the sky. Captain Says, touch your chin. Now just turn and turn and spin.
Wow.
Oh, that was fun. Did you like that game, Captain Says?
No.
Did you get any wrong?
Yeah.
Say, would you like to try another one now?
No.
Long live the captain.
He's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow from the horror of that day when we suck our last breath. We're lying wherever we're going to lie when that happens, on the grass or a clean and starched hospital sheet and nursing home bed, a hospice in our own homes, back seat of a Aries K car mangled and destroyed on the side of the interstate. Everybody's on the Atkins diet, the South Beach diet, the LA diet, low carbs, meat. You know, maybe that's right. Eat meat. Didn't the cave people eat meat? Catch an animal? Crush its skull with a rock? Now they're talking about civet cats and SARS and bird flu and cat coffee. Have you heard about the cat coffee now? My friend Steve from L.A. sent me an email. We learn a lot in emails these days. Evidently, these civet cats eat coffee beans off the floor of the jungle or wherever the hell they live, and they go through their systems, and they excrete them out on the floor of the rainforest or wherever it is, and they're gathered, and the dung is washed off of them, and then coffee's made from them that's said to have a distinctive flavor. Well, I bet it does. Cat poop coffee. Good Lord. What'll we be drinking next? And then in India, I've heard that they feed the elephants peanuts and then fish them out of the dung and eat them. Delicacy. Aphrodisiac. Have we all lost our minds?
Yes. Yeah.
Kingston rents a car. Kingston rents a car. Kingston rents a car. Y recuerde, Kingston rents a car. ¿Y señor?
It's Jimmy the janitor with his gold LeMay Elvis jacket at the Christmas party. Where'd you get that?
I got it in Bangkok, baby.
Bangkok? You went to Bangkok?
Went to Bangkok. Got tired of American puss.
Oh, I had to bleep that out.
Sorry. Bleep. But anyway, went down there, had a wild time.
In Bangkok.
Bangkok, and then went down to Pattaya. If you ever get a chance, go.
What's Pattaya?
Pattaya is a resort town about 200 miles south, or about 100 miles south of Bangkok. Bang, 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 Bangkok.
Oh, really?
Is it in Thailand?
It's in Thailand.
So what did you do in Thailand?
Eat, sleep, and screw. Eat, sleep, and screw. That's all that is there. It's beautiful. The women treat you like kings, and it's just unbelievable. Walt Disney World for adults. If you want it, you can find it.
That's an interesting tie. Where did you get the tie?
Thailand.
Would you look at this?
Hard package of wieners.
I'm distracted. You have all these pictures on your wall of half-naked men.
What?
What?
Where?
It's like, look at your wall. Who is this? This is the singer of what, Incubus?
This guy?
And then you have Jim Morrison half-naked pictures. Your whole wall is half-naked men.
No, it isn't. Naked.
Contrasted by homely pictures of what, what's his name, Dave? Dave Matthews. My mind wasn't working there.
I don't have any pictures of him half naked. Oh yeah.
Thank God. I don't have. Do you?
Yeah.
You have a half naked Dave Matthews picture, which is my nightmare. Anyway.
Oh, I do have a complete naked picture of John Lennon.
With Yoko,
but it's not
at least.
On my, it's
at
not
least
on
Yoko's
wall.
Naked on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but she's cut out of the picture.
Why?
Because
give that half to me. I'll put that on my wall. Anyway.
Enough with the nakedity.
Yes.
What's going on with these solar flares?
We're all going to die.
What's supposed to happen? Are they warning about any ill effects from this? Like radio reception's going to go bad?
It's coming straight at us like a freight train
right now.
Yes, yeah. It is.
What is it? Something flying off the corona of the sun?
It's an explosion of charged particles.
You are smart.
It is. It's huge. It's actually, it's classified as an X-17.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And it's true. I've been reading this shit all morning.
Oh, so you paused because you said the S-word.
Yeah, then I say it
again.
yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the flare-ups that happened over the weekend were like at an X2, and we were experiencing some satellite damage.
Are we getting bombarded with like radioactivity? Is it shooting particulate matter shooting through us? I mean, it always is, but is it worse right now?
It's not gonna. It's actually it's hitting us right now. Here comes the sun.
Describe what's happening.
I don't really know.
Oh, boy. You're an expert.
There's solar flares that are sending particles into space, and they're coming straight for us.
I'm wearing a pair of solar flares right now.
This is what's coming at us right now.
Oh, my God, we're all going to die.
No.
Look at that.
No, we won't. It's headed for Canada.
Huh?
More than the United States.
Okay. Well, goodbye.
Hold it.
You mean no way?
This could be the worst. This could be the second.
It's 93 billion miles away, and it's discerning between the United States and Canada.
We figured it out. It's moving 227 miles a second.
Yeah.
Towards us, yes. 227 miles a second. That's really fast.
Oh, really?
The explosions, I think, were the size of Jupiter.
Wow.
The sunspots were the size of Jupiter.
Yeah.
What does that
the
say about...
The explosions are huge. Huge.
What does that say about us little humans?
That we're nothing.
Aww. I'm nothing?
Yes.
Us compared to all that's out there in the universe, we're shit.
You've been listening to The Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, New York, and worldwide on the internet, WFMU.org. We've been hearing a special episode of Clay's show. This is from his Parts Unknown Premium from 2007. Coming up next is another special broadcast, a special episode of Miracle Nutrition that we taped here at Monty Hall. There will be streaming live video on WFMU.org, so please stay tuned to WFMU.
Well, hello, friends. You caught me making preparations to do some time travel. This is my time machine. Now you've seen it. Maybe you're just hearing it, but this is how I travel through time. And I've had to make some calculations because I've got to bring you back to New Jersey for my Monty Hall performance in 2016. And to do that, I've got to program this machine. Oh, all these dials and things. I don't know how to calculate it. I've been trying to figure out March 2016 on this device. You go, well, that just looks like a tape measure. It's deceptive, isn't it? It's a time travel gauge device or something it's called. And it's the writing is so tiny, I can barely make it out. Time travel is not for the old because they make the numbers so small. I don't know. I hope I get this right and I get you back to the right time. Who knows what we could see at Monday Hall, but all the shows are good, so you're not going to miss out. But I think I'll be able to calculate it. I've done this for a long time now. I've been able to travel through time. There's certain rules. A lot of people who haven't done it don't know it. For instance, it's like a colonoscopy. About 3 days before you time travel, you're supposed to not eat any nuts. Cut all that out. And then the day before you time travel, you have to drink this stuff. Oh, it's awful. Why is that? They say, oh, well, there's no toilets in the future. That's bunkum or hokum or bunkhoke or something. But it's wrong. That's not why you do it. It has something to do with the digestive system traveling through time. I think your intestines go at a different rate or something. There's 32 feet of intestines, and not all of them make it on the trip. I think that's part of it. So some of you always stay behind, a little of your gut. People say, oh, I left my heart in San Francisco. Not just. I left also some of my colon is there now, I'm pretty sure. You'll recognize it if you stumble upon it on the street. What's this? Urgh! It'll be poking out through a hole in space-time. And you'll go, ooh, what is that? Is that some kind of street art? That's just a little bit of Hardy's colon right there. Don't touch it, please. Owie. You could perforate it. Be very careful. You never know when some kind of organic material poking out of a wall isn't someone's organ, some time traveler's organ. So don't ever stick anything on it or draw on it with a Sharpie or anything like that. Another thing you want to take when you time travel is a lot. It sounds like I'm making this up fully, but it's really real odor spray because there's an aroma that goes with time travel. Some people say, oh, it almost smells like natto. Like Japanese natto that people have for breakfast. And that's a fermented soybean dish that they enjoy in Japan. What is the equivalent here? I guess maybe a lot of people like to mix their Lucky Charms with sewage. And I guess that's the equivalent. How many people eat that for breakfast now? I don't know. Another thing is Scrapple. Maybe. I don't know if you're from the Philadelphia area. Hey, shout out to all my friends all over the globe. Y'all eat all different things. That's why I enjoy traveling. And it's one of the reasons that I came to New Jersey, because you know the old adage, if you're going to travel, all trips start inexplicably at New Jersey. I don't know why that is. I think it was supposed to be the center of all things during creation. And something happened. I don't know, when they contacted the New Jersey Transit Authority, they were like, we can't work with these people, said the creator. And they eventually it moved on. And now it's some intergalactic place that I don't ever frequent. And I'll tell you why. This is not I'm not being snobby or anything. Just not my people. My people are from Earth. And I love Earth people. Oh, it's so good to actually physically see you. Not only talking to you, you're seeing how I sit in my time machine. Just looks like you're in a basement of a suburban home. Not true. You gotta remember, Doctor Who had his look like a police call box. Professor Chronotis, his looks like a Oxford Don's office. That's the nicest time machine. And mine looks like a 50s basement, which I think is great. But I can have. I almost spoiled the surprise for you. You saw it there. It's my friend Penny. Hey, Hardy, maybe I could be of some help. Hello, Penny. It's so good to see you, and all my friends are here, too. Hello, friends. I'm Hardy's friend Penny. Penny, I love it. Are you going to come along the trip with me? Yes. What are you doing? I'm practicing my jogging. Jogging? Why is that? I feel like there's a pun coming up. Because I got an ink disease. Doctor says I got bad ink, and if I don't exercise, it's going to all dry up and coagulate. I don't think that's a word. It is. And then I'm going to let something happen, and you won't be able to use me anymore. And the only way that I'll work is if you take a match to my ball. Ow. We don't want to have to do that. All right, I'm going to go rest in the pencil case. All right, Penny, I'll see you. Bye. It's like she's going downstairs. Look, tick, 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 tick. You say, I can't see. It's not video. Did you ever turn the dial too much on the radio and you go over to Channel 6 or something? You go, I'm hearing Telemundo or I'm hearing something like that. It's not supposed to be on the radio. It's a TV show. That's what this is like. So I'm hearing it. I think there's a video component too. Oh, there is. Look at this. There's nothing going on in the video too. I'm deceiving both of you. Both audio and video and audio video people, or AVs, we call them. People are, that's to say, I'm avid. That means you can't stop watching TV. I can't stop traveling because I like to meet people. That's the only way you meet them, because they're saying, I'm not coming to you. A lot of times they'll say, all right, well, I will come to you then. That's not a problem. It is a problem because it costs money a lot of times to fly. I did not know this. I thought that it was a right, an inalienable right. It is not, apparently. It is a privilege. And there's different classes of people, too. I didn't realize that. I'm what they call Zone 2, which is the lowest of all people. And we will do, in the future, we'll be divided up into that. Say, are you Platinum Medallion? I'm afraid not. Well, then I can't marry you because my family's Platinum Medallion and your family's Zone 2. That's all right. I'll just say one thing about Zone 2. You ain't leaving until I'm on board. This is the fact. Sorry. Bless your heart. You get to sit in the uncomfortable seat longer. So I'm not trying to spin being the lowest caste of travelers, of the traveling people. There are really people called the travelers. I think they're Irish gypsies or something. But that's not the kind of, I'm travelers with a small T and a really large V. And then the E is actually a 3 backwards. That's what kind I am. But now I look at my window at the beautiful trees and I'm reminded of what happened in New Jersey. Now we're going to see it in a minute. Why am I not seeing it now? I'll tell you why. I left out an entire vignette, the punchline of which is, you didn't ask. I don't think I told that one. I might have. I don't remember. It's all a blur. I was, the visit, now it hasn't happened yet because I've got to go there in the time machine. That's all very confusing. How do you keep track of that, Hardy? Well, there's an app I have on my phone. It said, it's called When Do I Do That? And it helps time travelers sort out, like, did I do it already? Am I supposed to do it? Because a lot of things I think I've done, I go, oh, yeah, jury duty in 2012. Oh, dang it, I actually haven't done it yet. So, you know, that kind of thing. You think it's over, birthdays and everything. So I've got to keep track of that. And it turns out, I've got to be speaking to you in just a few minutes. So I only press a button and I'm there. I just got to get into my suit. What's that going to take? Like a few minutes? I will tell you this. I was backstage with station manager Ken, and he was covered with feathers.